Blog Talk Radio.
Rama, 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 Rama. Hi there. This is Rama Malone, singing story artist, and I love singing my name. I hope you love singing your name, too. I even love to hum my name. Today, I'm going to tell you a story called Mud Baby. However, I'm going to sing you a song first, My Moo Cow. Cows love mud, and Mud Baby also loved mud, so it seems a good pairing of the song and the story. I wrote My Moo Cow when I lived in the Burren in Ireland, in the west of Ireland, in County Clare, a long time ago, and this is the most unusual song and probably my favorite song I ever wrote. So it feels like a wonderful thing to share that with you today. And so here's my song, My Moo Cow. Also, I want you to know there was lots of mud there, and there was also lots of rain. And also, there were a lot of cows nearby, which I just learned to love. These my cattle would daisy on the ground. These my cattle, they move in hoops on the ground. There's my cow, my moo cow. Oh, don't go messing around with my moo cow. This day is my cattle. Don't you be messing around. Take hold they feet. Oh, munching on the ground, eating all the grass, all the live long day. Moo cow sitting with, it's all another day. Oh, don't you take away half of my moo cow. It needs to stay with its mama now, my moo cow. Oh, don't you go messing round with my moo cow. Walking along the road, my moo cow. Oh, don't you go messing. You just keep right on traveling. Oh, don't you be messing with my moo cow. Full moon rising shakes her crazy. Green, green grass. My moo cow. My moo cow. Walking along the lane, he likes that. Walking down the stream, he likes that. Laying in the grass, he likes that. Laying in sun, he likes that. Don't you go messing with my moo cow. Sun goes down, stars in the sky. He likes to think it's all in her eyes. She's wise beyond mine. I cannot tell. Oh, how I love my moo cow. Oh, how I love my moo cow. She just likes chewing on the grass. She just likes chewing on the grass all day long, all night long. She just likes chewing on the grass. Don't you be taking her calf away. She needs to be milking. She needs to be milking her mama now, my moo cow. She don't mind if I am blind. She don't mind. She don't mind. She don't mind if I ask her advice. She's wise beyond mine. Oh, I cannot tell. Oh, how I love my moo cow. Oh, how I love my moo cow. I used to sing with my dulcimer, which I can't get in tune anymore. But anyway, I recorded my moo cow on one of my albums. I can't remember which one. I have four on YouTube if you want to listen to that version as well. And it's you can listen to all my songs for free on YouTube. I'll tell you the names of my albums. Rose Petals, Golden Seeds, Hugs from Trees, and Story Time. And they're all on YouTube. And I don't remember where my moo cow is. Anyway, okay, on to Mud Baby. So in Ireland, you could possibly do what Mud Baby did on a warm summer's day. But it's colder there, and the sun is not quite so fierce as it might be, say, in Florida. So this is not a suggestion, but it is a song, in some ways, a dream story of, living a song for a safer world and learning how to be safe in your own world, like, don't go out in the sun in the middle of the day without sunscreen on. And we're all covered with some kind of sunscreen to tell. Not so much that we don't get any sun, but enough so that we don't get burned. And then we can feel safe in our worlds. But anyway, this is a song for a safe world. And I'm not going to sing it because it's a story. Okay, here you go. Here is the Mud Baby. Well, I first told this story, I think I just wrote it down. And the 27th of February, 2021, I had just been to Post Springs near High Springs in Florida. And within a few days, the COVID pandemic broke out. And today is the 26th of October, 2022. So I don't know, maybe 2021. I can't remember anymore when COVID broke out. It might have been couple of years before that, maybe 2019. Anyway, here is Mud Baby. Once upon a time, the little girl who loved to play in the mud, she would sit at the edge of a stream, at the edge of her garden, and pick up scoopfuls of warm, wet earth on a summer's day and let them flip-ploop back into the water. She loved the sound of earth falling into water. Bloop, bloop. The sound made her laugh. She took handfuls of mud and made mud pies by the edge of the stream. One day, she followed the stream into the woods and then into a field beyond her garden. There was a lovely part where the stream was wide and flat, and best of all, very soft mud. She put her one foot in and then her other foot in. Whoosh, whoosh, all the way to her ankles. She took another step and was up to her knees. So she sat down in the stream, mud, in the warm mud, squash, right up to her arms. She sat in the warm sun and the squishy, lovely mud. She covered her face in mud. She covered her hands and her arms and her shoulders and neck and hair in the mud. She was muddy and warm all over. She lay back towards the edge of the muddy stream and looked up at the sky. She rolled to one side and then to the other. She rolled over and rolled back again and began to laugh and sing a song she liked. Little piggy pig, 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 pig. Little piggy pig, 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 pig. Over and over again, as she rolled back and forth in the soft, warm mud. She saw a dragonfly fly over her, and bugs in the grass crawl over leaves and twigs and blades of grass. She saw a turtle come up to the edge of the mud and lay eggs in it. She watched tadpoles wriggle in the stream, and little insects that looked like sticks walk on the water. She saw clouds roll by in the sky as she rolled in the mud. She saw a ladybug down of a flower and lots of red poppies growing in the grass. She watched and watched until she fell asleep in the warm sun, in the warm mud, listening to birds singing and all kinds of bugs playing their tunes. Her toes wriggled. Her fingers wriggled. Her eyes opened. The sun had moved across the sky and was starting to go down for the night. She rolled out of the mud onto the grass and rolled in the grass to dry. The mud caked on her skin, and she peeled it off bit by bit. Her clothes were all wet, so she peeled them off too, and then she walked back along the edge of the stream, through the field, into the woods, all the way to the edge of her garden. She dipped her clothes in the water. She washed off her feet and legs and arms and head and sat in the stream and washed her back and her belly. She rinsed off her hair and then rolled in the grass to dry again. She walked back towards her house. She rubbed herself down with white ashes from last night's fire in the garden to help dry off. When she got to the steps of her back door, her mother looked out and saw her. "Where have you been? And what have you been doing?" Mud Baby said, "I have been playing in the mud and drying off with ashes." Her mother said, "You look like a mud baby, born to play in the mud. Would you like to come in and play in the bathtub, my little mud baby?" Her mother asked. The little girl nodded. So her mother drew her a nice warm bath and rubbed her all over with lovely lemons all over her skin and hair and dried her off in a thick, fluffy towel. Then she rubbed her all over with almond oil, popped on her nightie, combed her hair, gave her some bread and milk and soup, and brought her out to the garden. She built a fire for this night because last night's fire was out, and she held her little girl until she fell asleep, listening to birds singing and crickets chirping, and dreamt all night about laying in warm, soft mud and watching everything in the sky and the grass go by. Her mother washed off her muddy clothes and dried them by the fire she lit, so they'd be ready for her little girl to wear in the morning. She set her down on the rocking chair she was sitting in so she could wash her little girl's clothes. She looked at the white smoke curling up from the fire towards the stars in the sky, and she thought, "I'm so happy I have a little mud baby." She brought in her little girl and put her to bed, tucked her in, and the little girl was sound asleep way before her mother washed her clothes. So she brought in her little girl's dry clothes now, because they'd been dried by the fire, and left them on her chair in her room so she could put them on in the morning when she woke up. And then her mother went to bed herself and dreamt all night long about her little mud baby playing in the mud. So this is story is from the songs and dreams of a safe world. And sometimes I think to have a safe world, we might need to sing and tell stories about a safe world. So that's my story for today and my song. And I'm so glad you came to listen. And I hope you'll join me again. And I hope until then, you'll sing your own name, because I love to hum and sing my own name. So I'll do this as I say goodbye. Sing my name again. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, bye for now from Rama Malone, singing story artist.